Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's Paul.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Running Commentary. And much as I'm not really in a position to say it, but welcome back to Running Commentary. Paul Tomkinson!
Welcome back, a new guest. Haven't heard from him for a while.
Well, you've been sorely
missed. Friend of the show.
Yeah, well, it's
good to be back.
Special thought and thanks to, you know, because there's been quite a lot of fairly off-the-cuff stepping in. And Tom Price and Eleanor Tiernan, last couple of weeks, both obviously large shoes to fill.
Yeah, you know? Of course.
A lot of grief, a lot of people getting in touch to say terrible things. No, they didn't.
Yeah. I appreciate that people vastly prefer it without me. I get that.
I mean,
the ramp of messages I've had to the effect of, like, no need to rush back. How's the injury? Hope it's really chronic. And that's just from Pricey, you know, general abuse.
But how is the injury? Hope it isn't really chronic.
Well, no, it's...
What's the story?
The story is I've just been doing strengthening exercises for 10 days or so on my glutes and calf. And
have you been under the doctor or are you just trying stuff
no,
out?
No, kindly given to me by old Angie.
Oh, yeah.
Angie, who sent me some videos of how to do the exercises right. So I'm just sort of taking it really gently.
Really good. Also, and, it's a little thing, but we're back in Clifford Park for the soft surfaces and wood chips. And of course, finally, it's been raining a fair bit.
Yeah, so that'll
help.
So the
soft surfaces are actually soft.
Yeah.
I'm on the soft foot, you're on the hard
foot. No, that should really help. But it's just, it really is, I've just got to take it gradually.
Yeah.
And do the right stuff, because I've really missed it.
Yeah, yeah.
You miss running, don't you?
Absolutely.
And it really, but in that sort of way that it's like, why am I sort of quite depressed?
Yeah.
When nothing's really changed.
Something's missing in my
And the only thing that's changed is that you're not running.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's as simple as that. It's almost, it's constantly surprising though. It's quite sort of destabilising in a way. It's just wow, I really need to do this, you know.
Oh, it looks like we're heading for a flood here. Better watch out.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I'll tell you, do you know what, these days I have the same thing with yoga.
Right.
So it's,
well, that's great.
It's very simple what they do, I suppose. They give you this thing which is...
They just realign your body, sort of.
Realign your body, yeah. Which in turn realigns your mind.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that'll do it, won't it?
Yeah.
Not complicated, really.
Yeah.
But it seems obvious on paper when you kind of say it, but when you experience it in practice, you still get that Rudolf Steiner moment where you go, oh, I see, that's what I haven't been doing.
Because there was that... somebody tweeted out to us the other day of, like, I don't know what to do because I'm not running at the moment and I don't miss it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. And I just said, if you're okay with it, then just don't run for a while.
Exactly. Because it's so, this really is like a broken record, but it's always worth saying. I think if you've got a proper running head mentality, then embracing the fact that sometimes you shouldn't run,
yeah,
whether it's for a week or for a mile,
yeah,
it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because we're bullish.
Yes.
We are. There's a... The runner's enjoyment is based on this kind of, well, I'll ignore that discomfort and press on.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to... sometimes you've got to listen to the central governor.
Yeah. Yeah,
you absolutely. To the fat controller.
No, absolutely. But and also, maybe your body and mind really need a rest from running and you don't realise it yet.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't... Maybe your body is just trying to tell you something. And maybe there's aspects of where we're at the moment, coming out of lockdown, which is really, really good.
Yeah.
But I think some people are quite fatigued by it as well, because yeah, they've been fighting for a long time.
Yeah, and the temptation to snatch and grab at things.
Yeah.
I can do this, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said about lockdown that it's a marathon, not a sprint. That's also true of day-to-day life.
Yeah. So hopefully... I think it was Yorkshire Dad, I think. Sorry, I don't want to give a name check to someone who wasn't. But hopefully he'll find his mojo.
Yeah.
Again, if he wants to. And if he doesn't, don't worry about it.
Well, the other thing is, Twitter does suggest that these are... It's this high-level mojo loss.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really not feeling it after one run. And then a week later, they're out again.
Yeah.
Back up to a 50-mile week. It's like, let it flow, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And how was Eleanor and Mr. Price?
Oh, really nice.
Good.
Tom was...
thank you.
Tom seems like ages ago now. Thanks very much. But that was nice to catch up.
Yeah.
And he actually jumped in at very late notice because I tried to run with Eleanor.
Right.
Natalie Haynes was also keen to come back, which is an interesting story because she's really...
Well-known classicist.
Yes, and friend of the show and old friend of mine and... But she's also, you know, she's really relying on running. And in terms of what we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
She's got a bit of the old long COVID.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless
her.
So
she has waves of being really laid up with it or banged up with it, at least.
Right.
And she's just saying it's very interesting in terms of running, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's really knocked her out. But on the other hand, she knows how important the running is.
Right.
So she's doing a really good job of... wind her expectations right back.
Right,
and
right.
I think, well, I'm going just for a really gentle
two-mile
run.
Yes.
But I know that a couple of months ago, I couldn't get up this teeny tiny hill.
That's amazing, yeah.
Specifically, this is pretty technical, but she never had any kind of respiratory problems. It's not about breathing and lungs.
Okay.
It's about kind of energy and...
just basic.
The running of the body.
Right.
So it's closer to the psychology of it. You know what I mean? It's obviously if you can't breathe, then that's a nightmare. But if you just can't...
Not breathing is a nightmare.
It's a nightmarish thing.
Especially if you try to run.
But if you're talking about running and you can breathe, but you still
can't... Running's great. I just can't breathe.
Okay.
Dear doctor.
So, and the reason I'm reporting from Natalie is because I lined everyone up to run with him instead of you and ended up running with Natalie yesterday. We just didn't record it.
All right. Okay. Well, that's quite nice.
So in a way, you bumped her.
But that's nice as well, though, isn't it?
No, it was really nice to catch up because, of course, I hadn't seen her for months.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that as well because, you know, I live with my family, you live with your family, she lives alone.
Yes.
I said, oh, it's interesting seeing people. She said, yeah, I didn't see anyone in January.
Right.
Like, no one at all.
I don't know how they do it.
I know. It's a little reminder, like you were just saying, about how the pandemic and lockdown is such a... It's a real kick to reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to stay steady, keep yourself grounded. So, and talking of that, how's your life beyond stretching and recovering and so on?
It's fine. I've just been, what have I been doing? I had a meeting about my second book.
Oh, excellent.
With the guy at Bloomsbury, sort of limping towards something.
Too soon to use the word limping, Paul.
Yeah, but it really is a bit like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a short film.
Oh, excellent!
That a local student wants to make, but he's quite sort of enthusiastic and professional about it. And
yeah, good.
So that'll be interesting. Do something different. I've got some gigs coming up this week.
You say a local student, they're quite enthusiastic. Was there anything? Sorry to guess this if it's not true, but was there anything in that process that suggested You being old.
Well,
you want someone with experience.
Well, there's a little bit of that.
You're looking for wisdom.
Yeah, it came through. It came through a friend who's an actress who knows him, and he's a film student, and he sent me a script. I'm really rubbish at reading scripts sometimes, just working out what they're about.
Right, I see.
I'm just not very bright at that, unless I've sort of written it myself. So it took me a while to work out what it's actually about, but once I did, then I'm on board, I'm fine. And it'll be good for, it'll just be good fun to do something different, won't it? Just have a laugh, you know.
Absolutely.
I like working with people on projects.
You don't want to snatch and grab, but this is the time for saying yes to things.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think so. We'll see.
Well, depending on what the things are.
Well, what's your happening with your...
Do you want to jump off this and fall down there? Yeah, why not?
We're all off snogging.
Yeah!
How is... what's your policy on gigs at the moment? I mean, what's happening?
Well, I haven't done any yet.
Right.
And I've got some in the diary.
Right, okay, cool.
There you go. And I'm being picky.
Right.
But not necessarily to do with, you know, social distancing or whatever. More to do with not dumping everything that's happening in my life right now and jumping back in.
Yes.
Partly against it all getting cancelled and partly against the kind of lifestyle of it all.
Yeah.
That's what I mean about saying yes to things, you know. I kind of want to come back to... I want to go into whatever next, which is a life that involves gigs.
Yes.
But I want it to also, like we say, you know, to be to do with writing books, podcasting.
Yes, yeah,
radio,
yeah.
Radio, quizzes. I've got quite a lot of stuff going on, and I'm trying to carry that and be realistic about what it is.
Yeah.
Into
the next phase.
Into the next phase.
It's taking those things that... Because we're all very, very adaptable creatures, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've all adapted to this extreme scenario that we're now coming out of. And there's things about it that we like. So just try to take those things forward.
That's right.
Isn't it?
And it's kind of subconscious. We are adaptable.
Yeah.
But you've got to monitor yourself. See where you did it.
Yeah.
It's like we were saying about training. The reason we say listen to your body is because we're not in the habit of doing it. We're in the habit of letting our bodies worry about themselves.
Yeah.
And ignoring them when it doesn't fit the plan.
And
this is the career version of that. I mean, the other thing is, you know, when it comes down to it, I think we have to recognise that, you know, we're long in the tooth comedians who've played some pretty lovely gigs.
Is this on? Is this on?
Which
way am I facing?
I just saw a picture this morning.
Can you help me on stage?
A comedian saying, "We're back."
Yeah.
And the photo of the gig.
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't make me happy. Didn't fill me with joy.
We're back.
And it looked like a geography lesson circa 1982.
We're back, and then there's just an empty, dank cellar with one bloke chained in the corner.
Yeah. Cellar would be nice. There were no stage lights. It's like just a, you know, strip-lit room with eight grumpy-looking blokes sitting pretty far apart.
Screaming at the comic.
And some student type about 1,000 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Standing behind a mic. As if a mic and a stand is all it takes to make a gig.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're back! It's like, and that's good news. It's just worth noting that we're at a point in life where it's not necessarily as much of a thrill
to be
invited back on the road.
In
any context.
Absolutely.
And I love comedy and I love making a living, so it's...
Yeah. That's,
there's two sides
crucial,
to this story.
And we've been dropping in every now and again on Michelle, who's in the middle of an adventure.
Let's talk about this. I mean, I'm assuming that most listeners will have been following this on the social networks, but if you are not... up to speed with what's going on Facebook and Twitter and so on, Michelle Woodcock, friend of the show.
Big friend of the show.
Just obviously the loveliest person, because it feels like we've known her all our lives and we've never met her. Anyway, she's doing the birthday 10 and 10, which she planned to do, then got knocked back to lockdown, and she got injured.
Yes.
And she's finally actually doing it. And today, this 10
marathons,
day,
10 marathons in 10 days.
10 marathons, specifically the Windermere Marathon.
Right.
10 times in 10 days.
Wow.
Just basically around Windermere along on a 26.2-mile route. And anyway, she'll be halfway through. She's on her fifth one as we speak. But I through the magic of technology.
What you done, Rob? What you done? Is she here? Is she here now?
No, she's she's been attaching air checks to a pigeon. It's going to be almost like she is here now, Paul, because she's been sending me little voice messages.
Yeah.
So let's throw to her right now. Okay, here's Michelle before the start of the first marathon.
Well, it's 8:45 now, and so far this morning I've been up since 5, and I've had breakfast with Joss Naylor, had some physio, and now I'm standing next to the top end of Lake Windermere near Ambleside, just turning my legs over and waiting to go. We don't set off till 9:30, but we've got a briefing at 9. So it's just really exciting. I'm so excited, and I'm aware what a huge privilege this is too. I'm trying to save it every moment.
So there you go, she's brilliantly positive, good to go, but we'll jump right now to towards the end of the first marathon. Over to you, Michelle.
So I've run 24 and a half miles now, and I've absolutely loved it all. I know it's not going to be the case every day, because it's going to hurt, and it already hurts. I mean, you know, 24 miles is 24 miles after all. But there's been so much support, friends popping out from behind bushes, random strangers beeping their horns, feel like a celebrity. And I've just taken a picture next to Windermere of what I can see, and there's lambs in the field, the lake, the steamers on the lake, massive thrusters going past. What a privilege to do this and do it here. It's a glorious day. Woohoo!
So, as you can hear, that's day one, right?
Yeah.
And
she's been sending...
She set off happy and she came home happy. Yeah. She said, and I quote, woohoo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daily messages. She's a determined... She's tough, isn't she? That's the main thing I get out
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
I don't know at what stage the old ankle stuff started to come in, but she posted some pictures of her...
Well, some it's interesting how the reports kind of shift towards the physio table.
Yes.
But it's true, I think that it connects to what we've been saying, because I think she's got perspective, you know, and I think that really helps. She's obviously very strong, but she's also very self-aware, which isn't quite the same thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's kind of watching this.
She's been training for it for a long time.
Yeah, so she's ready.
Yes, she's
well,
really
okay, ready. Well, let's see about that dialogue and find out what happens next by having a listen to Michelle's report after the second marathon, day two. Here we go. Here's Michelle.
Ah, well, this isn't quite what I planned, but it's the end of day two now, and I ran a marathon today, and it went really well. I was running in honour of Paul and Rob and all you lovely Runcon Pod listeners who've been supporting me in this whole journey. So I took the legs off for a spin around the lake, and I thought, you know, I'll record some bits along the way. It'll be, you know, I can mention the geese that I see every day, and I can talk about the lambs in the field, and, you know, be a proper Runcon Pod type thing. And it was, you know, there were even dogs chasing each other in Fellfoot, escaping in my Parkrun Park, and there was a whole drama going on over the hedge as I ran past. But actually what happened in the end was all I could hear for the whole race, despite kind of going, just take it steady, still, you know, another 8 after this. All I could hear in my head was Paul saying, just run a bit faster. You know, if you want to go a bit faster, just run a bit faster. So I did. And I ran it 20 minutes faster today than I did yesterday. And I'm kind of hoping my physio doesn't notice. That's going to be in big trouble. I think she might have noticed when she did the cool down. But I can walk again now and it's all fine. So, tomorrow's another day. And if I can't run it, I'm going to be calling Mr. Tomkinson and saying, can you get yourself here and go and run that marathon for me? Because it's your fault I'm in this state. So, on we go.
Now, on day two, as you hear there, Michelle went faster. She basically let her instincts lead her to running 20 minutes faster than the day before, and in that little tape I've played there, Paul, she credits you.
Really?
With saying, just go a bit faster.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Is that good advice, Paul?
Well, I don't know.
Morning, Magpie.
I don't know if it's good advice on a 10x10 stage. I mean, the good thing is that you get back quicker, so you've got more time to recover, isn't it? That's the thing. But it's
that's
like...
That's the logic. That's the wisdom.
The inescapable locker.
Do logic. Your most wise face for this picture, because I want people to know... Well, that's a picture of the path. So, and that's interesting as you go into day three, because that's when
she began to regret it.
No, full detail, if you haven't read the blog, from here in these recordings, it sounds like Paul said go fast, Michelle did, and then the next day she's like, oh, it really hurts. But it was actually a really unfortunate thing to do with shoes. Did you pick up on that?
Well, I read a bit of that.
Yeah, she was rotating. Right. She was very sensitive. She had a pair of shoes theoretically exactly the same as the one she had.
Right.
So she gave her shoes a break and wore the other ones.
Yeah.
But the other ones were just slightly not the same.
Right.
And it threw her Achilles right out.
Oh.
And she was having a really tough time with that. Anyway, she sent a recording. I can't play because it's got other people's music on it. But
right.
But it was from the Half Six Physio.
Right.
And Dave, what were they singing? Singing one other song. Can't remember what the other song was, but they were singing Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Culture Club with you know, full screams of agony.
It seems that Michelle is unaware of certain laws regarding PRS.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
but of course
we'd
love
to use the footage.
She, reporting from day three. Here we go. This is it's Michelle. Here's Michelle.
Hello, it's day three. And I'm on the way back to Bodo now, mile 13, and just going up along beyond Salford, and in true running commentary style, there's a field full of beautiful lambs, some little white ones and black ones, all bleating, but they're all running alongside me, and then there's two alpacas as well, and they're very curious about what we're all doing, running up this road in our orange tops every day. I keep seeing them every day. It's lovely.
That woman who let us go just then, if her name's Michelle.
All right.
Really freaked out by me saying, here's Michelle.
Here's Michelle.
I've neglected to point out that Michelle took us with her. She's taking hearts with different people each day.
Yes.
And in that second one there, I don't know if it's the second or third one now, I'm lost at it because we're running and reading off a bit of paper, but she took us with her.
Yes.
And had a very run compod style adventure.
Good
was fantastic.
I noticed through her writing that sometimes she's been doing, like, the pain has been so intense that she's been breathing like you do when you have a child.
Yes. Yeah.
That's that seems quite an intense experience. Right. Yeah. She's really pulling away through that.
I'm going to be
which is incredible.
I'm going to be a little bit showbiz here, because let's take a
go
that
for
was
it.
Days one through three.
Yeah,
and we're going to dig a little bit deeper on day four. But let's save it.
Yes,
I'm going to save it and do it in a bit,
absolutely.
This is a TV program.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
just take that.
But it is funny to think that she's doing that right now.
Yes,
and everyone's doing their runs. It's some good run reports. I want to tell you, if I may, about my running week last week.
Yeah, what's been going on, mate?
I had an amazing time.
Go on, then.
It's so interesting with the late spring weather, you know, this crazy weather, sunshine and cold, and just this last couple of days, you know, hail and storms.
Yeah, it was crazy yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you get caught in that?
No. Quite the opposite. I went to the shops without getting rained on at all. Smog! But I have to say, I think it was good for me, us not running together, because I noticed, I think that I was being a little bit hypochondriacal.
Right.
Because you're genuinely working with an injury.
Yeah.
And I've got aches and niggles and pains.
Yeah.
But I really found, after a few days, so sort of last week rather than the week before, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm pretty fit.
I think you are pretty fit.
Yeah, and it was really, it was very soft nurture, very external, you know?
Yeah.
I went out Saturday week ago.
Yeah.
I went and ran sort of my usual route with my wife, so it's a really nice kind of strolly, chatty run.
Yeah.
That's 10K.
Right.
I thought, actually, I feel good. I wish I'd done my park run as well.
Yeah.
So I went out and ran a fast 5K.
Right.
And that was Saturday a week ago.
Yeah.
Just felt good, you know?
Yeah.
And been dealing with the psychology of the parkrun, trying to finish strong, pace myself well, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then last Monday, missing you and looking at this incredible, inspiring weather and trees, I went up to Highgate in Queen's Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
And then that was like a 10 miler.
Right.
And although it's sort of up and downy and slow in the middle, I took it at quite a lick.
Right.
And then finished fast.
Nice.
And then me and Eleanor went out on Tuesday. We went to Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
And I think that tuned it quite in quite nicely because she's come back from injury as well.
So nice and slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we went along the river there, you know, when it's all... The path isn't great for running, but it's very picturesque and, like, you can pretend you're in deep country. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then... So then you think, right, I've done loads of running. I'll take some time off. On Wednesday...
You went for a run again.
Well, yeah. My wife's...
I'm getting a theme here. I realise... I just felt great, so I sprinted for 20 miles. No problem.
I was watching at the back of my mind thinking, careful, you know.
Yeah.
And also measuring my mileage, but only watching it, you know, not planning it.
Yeah.
And not really planning pace either, just looking for
yeah.
fun times to go fast and slow.
I didn't even realise it. I was doing 5:55 miles, and I just got up.
Exactly.
I didn't even have my kits on.
It sounds... People thought I was being chased.
Yeah, that was the moment, though, because, you know, that's a big run on the Saturday, one day off, and then two days of running. And my wife was off cycling to Kensington for work.
Right.
And I said, you know what?
Cause it's the I'm going to run there.
I'll run in front of you. No, I cycled with her, and I ran around Hyde Park. Oh, it was so good. We have to go.
Yeah, Hyde Park is
lovely.
I'm going
to work out how to get you over there, because it's all like this. It's all soft surfaces.
Well, I'll just tube it, mate. I'll just tube it and meet you there. I've got no
problem. Should we go around Hyde Park next week?
Let's go now.
Let's go now.
Let's just run there.
Run.
Let's feel great.
Race me.
Oh, really? And then I just ran around America. And I just love chocolate.
I was running.
We're at opposite ends of the spectrum fitness-wise at the moment, but isn't it great that you're realising that?
Yeah, and I think...
How fit you are.
It's worth noting how organic it's been as well, because I am a planner.
Yeah.
You know, the reason I don't wear a watch is not because I don't want to know, it's because I would look at it.
Yes, yeah.
All
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
So really, you know, I have to rack my brains to remember how far I went on these runs I'm talking about.
Right.
And that is so good. It was really hippie running. And yeah. I'm actually playing down to what extent all these runs were inspired by literally wanting to go and look at trees.
Yeah.
So it was a very special week and quite spiritual. And then didn't stop, really. I ran on... What did I go on?
Is the yoga bleeding into that?
Definitely.
This kind of spiritual
really
awakening. This I don't know. Well, not awakening, but this kind of...
Yeah, I think it's more physical than that.
Yeah.
I think the yoga... has got me in balance,
yeah,
physically,
yeah,
and calms down my more negative moods.
Yes,
and that just primes me to be into running. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more of a kind of one than the other. But I mean, I literally went out on Thursday and ran somewhere beautiful. I can't remember how far I went or where it was.
Yeah,
but it was gorgeous. I think it was here. I think I went around Arsenal and then came around Clissold Park.
Yeah,
and then I ran on Friday, but I only ran to Sainsbury's.
Right.
About 2 miles.
Yeah.
Went out on Saturday and ran a very nippy 5K.
Nice.
In really good conditions, like cold. It had been raining.
Yeah.
It wasn't raining anymore, like really cool in the air. And paced it out nicely. And just, yeah, it was a really special week running.
It sounds
Found
like
something.
It sounds great. And I'm sorry for my torments make you a bit more conscious about little niggles you've got.
Well, it's silly. I don't need to feel guilty about running either.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
that's the whole point. We're on different pages and that's
fine.
Yeah,
totally.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When me and Tom Price came around the park,
yeah,
it's really difficult because he loves the dogs and B, knows all the dogs.
Right, okay. So
everyone goes, oh, hi, oh, whoa, you look at you. He's the man of the dogs. Yeah. Dog commentary. So, yeah, and then just to end the story with a bump,
yeah,
I was well aware of all that and I loved it. And then, as I say, I went out and ran with Natalie Haynes yesterday.
Let me just do a bit of stretching by you. I feel fine, but I just want
to... That was great, but I ran to Regent's Park and back.
Yeah.
Just over 12 miles. And
right, this was yesterday.
Yeah, and right. I really, you know, just beginning to really feel it. The joy, you know, it's the waves of life.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I didn't feel magical, wasn't really thinking about trees.
Yeah.
I got a massive chafe.
Right.
And generally started to feel... But again, you see, I'm very... I'm a bit of a perspective vampire because I might not have been running with you, but Michelle's been going 3 days now, so I feel like I've run 3 marathons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we... let's do it. Let's find out what happened on day four, because this is where things start to get a little bit epic, right?
Yes.
And this is also very fresh. This is yesterday's news. We can't...
This is where... It gets pretty tough, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? Just starting gets tough.
Absolutely. And actually, Michelle sent us three steps to express herself before she started, but we'll give you the whole thing to give you the whole story. So here's Michelle on the beginning of day four.
Well, it's day four, and I'm stood just not far away from the lake, trying to loosen everything off, get ready for physio today. It's just been horrendous. Getting from my bedroom down 30 steps to here. Every day it's a little bit more difficult, but today it's just been excruciating pain. My Achilles was really quite very painful yesterday. And I iced it overnight and been awake since 2. So I've been up and down stretching it and doing things. So I can actually walk now. I sound like I'm going to have a baby any minute, but I can walk. So it's early, it's only 6:20, so there's plenty of time. And Melissa, my amazing physio, is going to ice it again this morning and strap it. I'm looking forward to today. It'll be a good day once everything's going again, and I get myself together, it'll be fine. So yeah, looking forward to taking lots of Runcom pod photos on the way past, although I think it's going to rain again, so hey, there we go. It is the Lake District after all.
So now I'm at the start line, waiting to start again, doing marathon number 4, and obviously you can tell probably from my voice I'm feeling a lot better than I was 6 o'clock this morning. Had a bit of treatment, had some ice and some tape, and cried a lot, and all good to go now. So looking forward to day 4 and take it really nice and steady and mend this leg so we can put some proper speed on later on in the week. Okay, off we go.
Do you know what, it's great that she's sent us these messages.
Oh,
because we wanted to go and see her, but obviously I was injured anyway. And it's,
yeah, and then I was going to send her a recording. And we worked out a way to do it, but also she's just so... I was saying to her, she's sending us the good stuff. You know, she's telling... I hope that it's as useful for her to tell her story in this clear way.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It's so great for us to hear it. And in fact, you can hear, because obviously day 4 is set up to be really tough, but I think you can already hear the way... She just processes that into the positive. But now we come to a fun take, because this is prepare yourselves. You were talking earlier on about the the childbirth factor, and Michelle herself was talking online about the use of language, you know, for someone who is, well, a vicar.
Yes, yeah.
But I think she recorded
a
this.
A woman of the cloth.
This next one, especially to tell us what it was really like on day 4. So we need to do justice to that. We need to honour that by playing it. So over to you, Michelle.
Have you ever wondered what it sounds like at the start of your fourth marathon out of 10 when you taped up your Achilles and you're in significant pain. Well, maybe this will give you an idea. I have had two babies and it's not as bad as that. But they did give me pain relief for that. I think paracetamol isn't quite good in the right now. Might bring a bottle of red wine next time. Stick it in one of the bottles. Actually, that's not a bad idea. Great. Right, well, I'm going to keep going. More later.
So there you go. She was basically talking about having to make the noises you'd make during childbirth. But yeah. except then they give you pain relief.
Without the gas and air, yeah.
And some really high quality.
The pethidine, yeah.
Very breathy swearing there. So, yeah. And quite fair enough. What's interesting, though, is throughout, and you get this more reading her blogs, is the sense of feeling strong and holding back.
Yes.
And it's a difficult one, particularly if you're doing something epic like this.
Yeah, you've
and
got
it mustn't start to feel like a pain.
Yeah, it's that sort of, you've got to really pace yourself for each day, but also for the 10 as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right.
So really,
and it's a shame for it to feel a negative. I can imagine that, because sometimes running slow, it's all well and good, but you're still running.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, you're pushing time-wise. You're pushing the finish line slightly further away.
Yeah, you've still got to run the same distance. So, you know, she's doing day 5 today, but really, if it's like an actual marathon, she's near the 13 mile point of half marathon,
yes,
which is
right.
Not halfway in terms of effort, as we realise.
Exactly.
So maybe day 8 and 9 are going to be the tough ones, you know?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating challenge to take on.
Yeah, and that ties us in with the other things you realise. Oh, God, I'm down. I'm down. Ow. Oh. So you probably don't know what happened there because my plug appeared to come out, but I fell over.
You fell over.
Short story long, I didn't just fall over, I kind of stayed down, didn't I?
You fell over. Well, it's good to honour falling over by just staying there for a bit, because the temptation is to just jump straight back up and say, I'm all right. And in fact, you're adrenalised, still in a bit of shock, and you're actually hurting.
And depending on when the plug came out, I literally tried to warn you and tell you all about it while I was in between tripping and landing on the ground. I went, trip, oh, I'm going down. Give me a second, because I'm about to hit the ground.
That's age, isn't it? Commentating on your own fall whilst falling.
Well,
inability to stop once the initial thing set in motion.
Yeah, it's so funny that you would say that's now. Age, though, because it's exactly what my son would do, who is, of course, 16.
Right, oh, okay.
He would be the first person to say he's an old man.
Falling.
Oh, here I go.
No control as I fall.
He's always, when he chokes on a sip of water or something, he always makes it worse by trying to explain it while it's happening. Excuse me, but I'm terribly sorry, but just take the time. I think if I could sort my son out with a pair of slippers and a potting shed, he'd be very happy.
Yeah.
Here's the.
I'm falling! I'm falling! I'm messing up!
So this is deeper into. A little bit further into Michelle's run. And you can just, I think, not to preempt, but you just hear her basically transcending, taking control of what was. It seemed like it was going to be horrific.
Right.
She's still hurting. She's just getting on top of it. Anyway, we'll go to Michelle.
She's in the hurt locker, but it's warm and comfy.
Well, it's fair to say I've been in significant pain today. I'm at 4.5 miles now. I've just been through Hawkshead and the children at Hawkshead School, which is not the school I work at, but everyone. All the children are out along the fence, all cheering and clapping, doing virtual high fives. It just gives you such a lift. It's just so lovely. I look at the warmed up a bit more now. My leg is still hurting. But I'm not swearing every time I put my foot on the floor, so that's a definite improvement. It's just going to hurt today, and that's okay, I can deal with that. To be honest, running around here, the beauty of the place, I mean, there's a lot to distract yourself with. I've just taken a photo of the lake and
all the different colours of the trees and the lambs and the mountains in the distance. I mean, what's not to like, really? A bit of discomfort, but hey, that's what running a marathon is all about, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that, maybe running a bit faster, but that won't be today anyway.
So, yeah, and the fantastic thing about that one is this thing that, again, you find out online, is that so much support, you know?
Yeah.
Friends, all kinds of supporters, not just friends, but strangers who know about her through the community or local right. news. And sometimes she knows they're going to come and say hello, and other times they just surprise her.
Yeah.
It's the most positive, regularly jumping out from behind bushes I've heard of in any context. And in that clip we just heard, she's... she went past a primary school, not her primary school, but another one.
Right.
And all the kids lining the fences doing virtual high fives.
Oh,
and stuff.
That's nice.
It's lovely.
Nice.
Knowing, as we do, the difference between kind of long, quiet marathons in country and
yeah.
big, shouty,
I'm really
lined as sidelines marathons in the city. To find that community positivity deep in Cumbria is fantastic.
I'm quite envious by her challenge.
Yeah.
The simplicity of life of like 10 days where you got to run a marathon, then you finish and have a meal and
yeah.
you have a massage and then you try and sleep and then you get up and do it again. And you
well, it's interesting, isn't it? She's been having trouble sleeping. She's talking about the sports car. It's just like you say, between each marathon, it's not like the event stops.
Yeah.
She's just in the pits, not the pits.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pit stop. And so it's all about physio. It's all about fueling. It's the excitement
yeah,
continues.
Yeah, she talked about not sleeping. I wonder whether that sort of part of that's because, obviously, I'm talking from a position of complete ignorance. But let me continue.
Share your wisdom.
Yeah, yeah. Did that ever stop anyone ever pontificating about anything ever? And it feels like possibly her body is under massive stress and fighting it and freaked
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's just harder to sleep. It hasn't worked out. It's like, what's happening?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
meant to be doing this, you know?
Yeah, she's changed all the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think really the fact that she's not been sleeping much is no surprise at all.
Yeah.
The only question is whether she'll get used to it and get some rest.
Yeah, I'm again, wildly pontificating. I was hoping that sort of day 6, 7, yeah. her body would just give her 10 hours deep sleep out of just pure exhaustion.
Yeah, yeah.
But who
she
knows?
Even like a baby on you've been framed.
Yeah.
She might just fall asleep in a dinner.
Yes, yeah.
Knock
yeah.
out in the spaghetti
yeah.
loops.
yeah. Face down in the mash and gravy.
Although whenever I see that, I always think, it's just bad parenting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the final report actually is this one from 23 miles in.
Right.
And it's the sound quality, for all kinds of reasons, isn't quite as good, but it's worth... You want to hear it anyway, so here
yes,
it is.
Yes, let's have a listen.
Right, so we're just approaching mile 23, although I'm not going to tell Duncan that because he's running with me now and he doesn't want to know how far there is left to go because he's had a bit of a bad back today. So as you can see, I'm a lot more cheerful than I was this morning. How are you feeling, Duncan?
I'm feeling all right. Just got to keep moving. Pain in my back, which is coming down and seizing up a little bit, but it's worse on the downhill.
Yeah, and I'm worse on the uphill. So we're like Tweedledum and Tweedledee for the last 10 miles, aren't we?
Yeah. So yeah, if you couldn't exactly work out what was going on there, I'm sure you could, but she was running with another guy who was struggling, Duncan.
Right.
Who, her Achilles heel is hurting and she is hurting going uphill.
Right.
His back is hurting and he's hurting going downhill.
Nice.
So as Michelle said, they're like Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
They formed a team, yeah.
But it actually led to this. That's the double, is she found real joy in running with someone.
Yeah.
Which she's kind of media normally. She would put herself down for pace and doesn't consider herself among the elite with
yes.
Speech marks in the air.
Yeah.
But is faster than the kind of walk-run ultra contingent.
Right.
You've got to be, she's got to be persuaded to walk some of it.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I think ending up running with Duncan was really spiritually positive. And again, I would say about Michelle, she saw that.
Yeah.
She knew that was good. And we haven't had the recordings from today, but
no,
this saw her down there this morning. She's just in the sunshine saying, can't wait.
That's amazing.
Which is, it's pretty impressive.
3.5 hours sleep, can't wait.
I've got an Achilles like a balloon, a 3 hour sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm happy!
It must be strange running the same route every day as well. So
yes.
Obviously different every day, but I don't know, it's sort of... I'd be interested to hear what that was like, whether it makes it easier, harder.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Because you notice...
does she do it opposite ways?
No, I think it's always the same. So you get to Hawkshead, you get to Felfoot. And, of course, it's all beautiful, which helps.
Yeah.
And stuff she knows anyway. But I would imagine, if it was me, then I'd start building a kind of absolutely unchangeable relationship with it, where I love this bit, I hate this bit,
you'd lock yourself into mental states around certain places.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, we'll have to ask her, but I'll tell you, when we do ask her, she might be asleep.
Yeah. Wake up.
Hey, talking of vultures, someone got in touch and said they just wanted they were being very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Damn it, I can't remember the guy's name. Sorry, friend. I'll get you later. But did their first ultra at the weekend. Oh, no, and maybe it wasn't the first ultra. The PB was longest ever.
Right.
And it was 51.34 miles.
Wow.
Which is far.
Yeah.
And then I said, you ran far.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I walked some of it. I'm like, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And the reason I thought of that just then is, you know, we have to be realistic. We say, oh, I envy that. I hope to do that stuff one day. It's interesting and valid to note that we might never do stuff like this. We might never be able to do stuff.
Yeah.
It's incredible achieving.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, as we come near the end of today, I've just enjoyed poodling along at a nice, very manageable, slow pace.
Yeah,
my car feels fine.
Yeah, it's not twanging or anything.
It's not twanging. It's just
you're aware of it.
Yeah, I'm aware. There's a slight ache to it, though. I just need to be clever with it. I need to listen to it.
Yeah.
Slightly hurting.
You're going to have to factor.
Nothing dangerous, but slightly hurting.
Yeah. I think I can hear it.
Yeah.
And now over.
I definitely couldn't do another lap. This is fine, though.
I think, Paul, should we go around one more time?
Yeah, that'll be great.
No, I don't think we should.
What's honestly. So, yeah, lots of strength and exercises needed for me.
Well, do you know what I think you should do? Forgive me, because one tries not to be an evangelist.
Yoga.
But have you ever tried yoga with Adrienne?
Do you know what? I'm on my way. Should we go?
Yeah, because the thing is that...
I'm on my way with it, mate. I'll tell you, I really am.
And
I really am.
Because I know you've considered it and you've dabbled in yoga, but try yoga with Adrienne, because she's really good. She's fantastic to start with, because she's so in touch with the entire curve, from absolute beginner to top yogi.
And you don't seem, at least in these early days, as if you are in league with the devil.
Well,
although,
see,
obviously, Lucifer's deceptive.
Have you read the first story about Alabama? Alabama is the only state in the US where they're currently not allowed to teach yoga in PE lessons in schools.
Well.
And that's because it's like in case of insidious Hinduism.
Right.
Which is, you know, I mean, it is one of the most ridiculous things you'll ever see.
That's the worst form of...
And when I say...
Oh, we haven't got a thing, have we? Oh, you will have. Have you? Have you got a mask?
Ah, well, I haven't got any money.
I've got some money.
Well, let's talk about that after the podcast. Yeah.
we literally forgot we were
coffee.
Still recording and we went for a coffee.
No, but yeah, so now whenever you say that, I always think of Alabama. One of the things I loved in the news story about, you know, American... oh, my goodness, so much going on. Oh, that dog's gone in after the geese. But over there on that lump, that's a terrapin. They've brought back the terrapins.
Wow, yes.
That's ridiculous. I'll see if I can get it in deep focus. See that thing down there?
Yeah,
looks
yeah,
like
yeah.
An army helmet. That's a terrapin. It was the sort of American Hindus, you know, possibly the biggest cultural sigh in history. You know, it's just not the nature of the religion. Come around behind me so I can get a nice picture. They were just saying that yoga is not, it's just. They said, and I quote, it's just asana, it's just stretching.
Yeah.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
So we should get beyond the Alabama high schools and get you on the map. Because, you get on YouTube and look for something that's like yoga for beginners.
Yeah.
And honestly, you I want you to meet her. I feel she's a friend. Totally. I want you to, introduce her to.
No,
and I think what you said is true. I think it's changed my life, and it's changed my running.
Yes.
I'm definitely fitter, and I feel stronger. I think
So you will do.
I'm more in touch with my body. I've got a better style, which makes it easier to go out and go, oh, I don't know how far I went today, and then not come home in agony.
Yeah, yeah, alignment. Because I realise that I've almost been sort of relishing my misalignment. You know, it's almost become part of my personality, being, you know, getting really drunk, then going for a run, then having an injury but going for a run anyway, then realizing I'm really tired but staying up, letting it. I think that's part of the aging thing, is you realize I'm getting a bit older, I need to just do sensible things.
And when it comes down to you're a natural runner, you're in a bit of an abusive relationship with your own fit running self.
Yeah.
You're taking
totally.
Yourself for granted.
Yeah, but it's starting to not work because I'm getting injured all the time. So if you want to continue running, which I undoubtedly do.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, Adrian, I mean, obviously there's other things to do, but I want it to be to like her and for it to become ongoing because it's a long game thing.
You know,
you can't do it for a week. I mean, like these days, I'm not doing it all the time. I do it several times a week.
Yeah.
But I do it enough that I miss it on the days I don't do it.
Yes.
And looking back, I've probably been doing it for 6 months.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's having an effect, you know.
Good.
So.
Good.
Hey, before we go, here's to Michelle. I hope
here's
you enjoyed those
Michelle.
Clips. Thanks so much for sending those to us.
5 days left. And we'll have... I imagine we'll have more updates.
Yeah, if we didn't ruin today's record, we'll do this all next week.
Running with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.